Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we got to talk about Ignite Your Light, this great event that's happening August 25th. It's on a Sunday from 10 to 2 in Framingham. And it's going to be brought to you by Rachel Rubin and Camille Kostek.
Kostek.
I love it. Camille's giving Ramiro crap already.
I'm sorry,
this is great.
Madam.
He did say Kostek.
Okay, you need to understand something about me. I'm really bad with pronouncing names.
Okay, me too.
I'm terrible at it. But so the event is for, it's to basically empower people. So Camille, I know you're going to be speaking. Rachel's going to be speaking. You said there's going to be dancing. There's going to be food by Cauliflower Foods. They're a sponsor. Basically, it's going to be a big, positive, uplifting event.
So how did this come about? How did you all team up, and where did the idea come from?
So I had requested a photo shoot through the agency that Camille signed with, mm-hmm. and she accepted the request to do a photo shoot. And I was actually kind of surprised that she accepted the request and really excited. I had wanted to shoot with her for years. Mm-hmm. So she shows up, and I'm telling you, it's almost like she has like a natural windblown hair as she like walks around the salon.
She's got a Beyonce fan as well.
She comes in. This girl is so mentally present, and she is so engaged. And I'm like, I'm obsessed with this person. She's not just a model. She is a brand. Mm-hmm. And Camille and I were just, I think we kind of fell in love.
Yeah. This is a love story.
Camille and Rachel. Yeah. And we just kind of synergistically bonded. We both realized that we came from a place of struggle, and that's how we became successful. And we realized that we both operate with confidence and positive mindset, and we realize that we need to do something to inspire other people and teach people what we've learned. Mm.
And it's good to hear you talk about struggle, because I think a lot of, like, if you looked at the two of you, you're very successful, you know, you look really happy and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people don't know your backstory. So it's
Completely.
Good that you'll talk about
and
that.
And I think the number one thing, you know, I do a lot of these talks, and what's really cool is, you know, social media is, you know, you can only reach out so far. Mm-hmm. And so what's been so cool about being on the scene a lot lately is, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, I think I'm best known for being on the cover of Sports Illustrated most recently, for the people that have kind of like jumped on the following or getting to be more familiar with my name. But this is something I've been going at for 12 years, mm-hmm. you know, and so a lot of that journey and that struggle. So when I think the coolest part about is when Rachel and I met, we had so much fun on set that we wanted to hang out outside of set. So immediately like that night, mm-hmm. we like hung out and like shot the shit at her house, mm-hmm. and when we were talking, I don't trust a lot of people, and we immediately were trusting each other, and we were learning about the struggles to how we got to where we are. And I think what's so interesting is a lot of people think that I abundantly live in so much money and so much happiness and health, and I do, but you know, well, I don't live in an abundance of finances. What I mean to say is I live in an abundance of being optimistic about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I think that people think that I have a lot of other things that I might not have simply because I'm happy with the little things that I have. Mm-hmm. And same with Rachel. It would seem on the outside, there's a lot of preconceived notions in this world. We can't help judging people, that I thought that she kind of had a multi-million dollar business for her whole life, or grown into it, been born into it. So it was just so interesting to hear each other's backstories, because that relatability is what creates connections. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it kind of brought us closer together, and as we got to know each other, I was like, I really want to do something in this area. You know, I do a lot around the world, but like New England's like my home base, mm-hmm. and this is your home base, and there's a lot of people I want to meet in person, but I want it to be more than a meet and greet and a hug and a sign and, right. and a picture and head out. I want this to be
connect.
Deeper.
Yeah. To connect with yeah. people.
The thing is, I don't think that you realize, and this goes for both of you, how inspiring you guys both are. And I say this because I've been following both of them clearly on social media for a really long time. And I think people sometimes forget the power and how inspiring like you guys can be as people. And I say this because I remember there was something that happened recently to you, Camille, that was so disturbing for me. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. It was, you had a bikini mm-hmm. photo, which mm-hmm. you clearly take a lot of pictures of bikinis. Mm-hmm. But one, for whatever reason, there was people that started to attack you because of your body image. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you stay so positive during moments like that. And there was one specific moment on your Instagram story where you became vulnerable mm-hmm. and you admitted to everybody that, yeah, this stuff hurts. Like, you're throwing out attacks. People forget, like, when you start talking crap to people, it hurts. Like, and I was reading some of the comments they were talking about. I'm like, how the heck? First of all, she's beautiful. Oh, but how are you making these comments and like hiding behind this keyboard? Like, clearly,
all the time.
Like, we yeah. get it too. So, like, oh, we understand.
It's happening
completely.
Right now. It's happening right now. But my number one advice that I give to anybody whenever they ask, they reach out, they email, they DM in person is you can, and it's so much easier said than done, but you right. cannot compare yourselves to other people. It is so easy to let these comments define you. And I say mm-hmm. all the time, there's that famous saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, words will never hurt.
Yeah.
Words hurt.
Yeah.
Words are,
absolutely.
And the words are physically hurting people. I mean, one of the number one cause of illness for young women is eating disorders. And a lot of those eating disorders start with these words.
Right.
And unfortunately, we live in the age of technology and social media, and that's where it's happening.
Yep.
So when I went on there, it wasn't a woe is me cry. It was a cry because I'm very aware that I am strong-willed and can handle a lot of that stuff. And I had a moment. And I was crying for that split second that I shared it, more so because it made me sad that there are people out there who cannot handle
right.
it. If I was having a hard time and fell into like this dark hole spiral of these comments one day over this bikini picture. But I see that stuff every day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's not that it makes it easier, but it definitely is just like, there's, why dwell over it?
Right.
What's the point?
Right.
And whenever I go to, I talk to kids at universities, and I always say, look in the mirror, an ugly Kim Kardashian cry face in the mirror. Like, look at yourself. And then remember who did that. Half the time, you probably don't know.
Right.
You probably don't know that person. And like, wake up and remind yourself, I'm not a coward. I'm already hard enough on myself.
Yeah.
Why am I allowing so-and-so to get to me? So it was more so just a moment in time that I was like, damn, my younger siblings, my colleagues, my followers, my friends, my strength, there's people out there who can't handle these and begin an eating disorder and begin self-harming or begin this low self-esteem process. And so I more so got upset over that
yeah.
rather than, because a lot of people were like, it's okay, don't let this stuff get to you. There's so much nicer people than me to pray. And I was like, no, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
This is for other people that I've heard their stories, and this is how it starts.
Yeah.
So thank you for acknowledging that.
Oh, of course. That was one of the things. I tweeted about it, too. I was just, I can't believe that people, like, to me, it was more like, okay, listen, like, we get negative things said to us all the time, and a lot of times we ignore yeah. them. But every once in a while, I know I have moments, and yeah. It's hard to ignore them all the time. So totally. It felt like definitely it made you almost more human to me in a way that I was like, wow, this stuff can really affect, you know, her and yeah. everybody else too. So
totally. Thank
so
you.
For the event, because I was picturing, I was trying to figure out mm-hmm. what it was going to be, if you were just yeah. going to go up and talk and stuff. You said there was going to be dancing and stuff.
Oh, so yes.
It's gonna be, like,
that's
Tony Robbins
thing.
Never
I know,
dancing.
But I mean, like, how,
yeah.
okay, so give me like a.
Okay, let me give you an example.
Yeah.
So.
Because I'm nervous
radio,
to go.
So
I'm not a good dancer.
Discovered when I do this. So, so I was thinking, like, I want to do like a little karaoke party. So, like, say we're like talking.
Yeah.
When I finished, and I finished saying what I have to say, and say yeah. I happen to get so passionate, I'm talking for 35 minutes or so. Whitney Houston, oh, I want to dance with somebody, is going to come on, and we are going to get up, dance, and sing. Yeah. And if you're hungry, go eat. And if you have to take a bathroom break, go eat. But we are dancing
while
you do that. And you come back, and we're just going to get the energy flowing. We're going to be moving. We're going to be having a good time. And I'll be out in the audience. You know, I'm not going to be, like, untouchable. Like, I'm going to be hanging out. Like, I'm your friend.
It.
You
that
came out to
beautiful
party.
Beautiful vocals.
Totally incredible. Sign her right now.
Yeah. It's
very Tony Robbins-ish. I've seen his stuff. He gets people dancing and stuff like that. Now, are you going to have men at this thing, too? Is it strictly for women?
Yes. So, actually, when I first started doing my talks and panels and stuff, it was like a lot of women's day things, a lot of women's empowerment panel. And then when I started going into universities, on the spot, on stage, my narrative had to switch from just speaking to women and young women to, like, all walks of life.
Yeah.
There were men in the audience that I was like, oh my gosh, this is really, really cool. You know, whether they just want to come in and be like, I'll go to Sophie with Gronk's girlfriend, or like, or if they were like, really just wanted to know what's up. There was a lot of guys at the end who were like, that was awesome. And I had my entire fraternity come out, and we are all so inspired. I had guys who were like, I want to be upfront about my sexuality now after this. Like, thank you. And I was like, whoa, this can't be just for women. Like, this is for everyone.
Definitely
not. And so it's, to answer your questions, for everybody. But it's really cool. Like, I've got some messages with some boyfriends who are surprising their girlfriends with tickets. And he was like, you know, should I just give her the two tickets? And is she only allowed to bring her girlfriend? Or can I bring her? And so I'm like, no, you come. Men are welcome.
I love that.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Does it bother you when people come up to you and always just want to talk about Gronk?
No, I mean, kid's a legend. He's awesome. But,
kid's a legend.
Because as you said, no, I have a couple questions.
Okay. He's like moving the premiere. I got right into that.
Well, I mean, I know he's retired. I know he's done. But every time people bring up that he might come back, you get a little excited about it.
Totally.
So, you know, you have a little bit more of an insight.
More of an insight than we do.
Insight than everyone else. If you had to give us a percentage on him coming back out of retirement.
What do I get from this? Like, what everyone always wants from Gronk. Like, wasn't Melissa just at the buzz off with him? What did she ask him?
I was afraid to ask him, I'll be honest.
But no one's afraid to ask him.
I didn't ask. That was him.
So
I don't have a 69% chance. I don't know.
Would you want him to come back personally? Or
I get, you know what? I get asked that question all the time. I just got asked that question the other day by the news, and I love watching him play football. I would be a liar if I said I didn't. And I mean, it's one of those things where if I were to retire from my craft, I know he would support me 100%. And if I were to go back, he'd be like, hell yeah, I'm going to be cheering you back on the sidelines. So it's the same way. Like, I respect the reasons he walked away, and if you were to go back, I would be super excited to you know,
Chairman?
Show up at as many games as possible to be there. It's definitely going to be different. I mean, even in the games when he was injured, I wasn't excited about watching them or wouldn't even make it a priority to watch them at all. And so it's definitely, the game of football has definitely changed for
me.
Yeah,
because he was so good.
Yeah.
You're still going to be a Patriots fan, though, clearly. Okay, just making sure.
I'm a Patriots shooter outside of Rob. I was a professional dancer for the team.
Right.
Went on the road, went to Super Bowl, and lived, breathed, and was like Patriots nation.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're like my family, so they're like on my back with me right now. But it's definitely, I mean, I would love to see him play again. And he could.
He absolutely can.
I'm not saying he is. But we all are aware that he could.
Right, right. Can you talk him into it? You know what it is? It's like, if he like never played again, it would be an amazing, if you look at the career from a distance, it's amazing. Leaving on top, he won Super Bowls, all that stuff. But considering he played for our team and he was so damn good, and you know he has a couple more good years in him, I would love for him to come back and play a few more seasons.
There was a former player who had said something to him, and it was, I'm sure a lot of people, especially in the sports world, know this, but there's like three ways you can go out. You get cut, or no one picks you up. You get hurt, and you have a career-ending injury. Or you make the decision to walk out. And I think that making the decision to walk out, almost 10 seasons in, all with the same team, breaking records, and with the third Super Bowl ring, was a pretty damn good way to go out.
That's a fantastic
way. You can't argue with that.
You really can't. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, from a distance, I completely understand.
And he's on his 2 feet, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. So
we will miss him, though, for sure.
Oh, same.
But I just love his arms.
Hey, hey. I know, Rachel. Are you kidding me? Camille's man?
Relax. And best friend status has been. So, okay, now, obviously, Camille and Rachel, you guys are going to speak at the event. Are you going to have anyone else there?
Actually, a current patient showed up. Andrea Cadigan will be the MC. She's super great. She's another, speaking of Pats Nation, girl, part of Pats Nation, who is a cheerleader for the Patriots and a brand ambassador at Parler. So she will be there. But and then
CEO, Amy Lacey.
Yep, Amy Lacey at Cauliflower Foods, CEO, one of our big sponsors. She will be there, and she will say a couple words, another successful business, another woman entrepreneur, which we're all about. But yeah, other than that, me and Rachel, we're excited to run this show and get
it out.
Rachel and Camille are entertainment enough, and they have so much to say and to share, and it's going to be really cool.
Very nice. Rachel, I know you're getting married, right?
Yes, I am.
What do your soon-to-be husband's arms look like? Because right now he's...
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. They're getting better, but they're not wrong.
Bicep curls as we speak.
They're not wrong.
Camille, thank you for coming in. Rachel, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's at Parler, August 25th on a Sunday from 10 to 2:30.
Tickets are going fast, so come.
9 to 2:30. 9 to 2:30. Change your flyer.
Oh, I gave you the old one. Sorry.
Oh, damn.
My bad.
From 9 to 2:30.
There it is.
Go there. Do you have a website? What's the website for it?
So if you go to theparler.com, you can find the Ignite Your Light.
Awesome.
And I'll put it on our Facebook page, too. So if you guys go to our Get Up Crew Facebook, you'll be able to get the link for tickets.
Excellent. Tell Rob we said hello.
I will.
Yes.
And don't let the haters bring you down.
That's right.
And that sticks and stones is an old school saying. One last thing. That's an old school saying because that was back in the day when you could be like, okay, if I just don't want anybody to talk trash about me, I'll just go home a different way or avoid them at school or whatever. It's different now with social media.
Right. Yeah.
So true.
Anyway, thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much, guys.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332